Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. on 97.3 ESPN.
I heard a bird sing in the dark of December. A magical thing and sweet to remember. We're nearer to spring than we were in September. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December. Well, the hell with that bird. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. January 3rd. Happy New Year to all. I tell you, the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when a season opens, a rebirth is indeed cause for a New Year celebration. So besides the New Year, let's talk Winter Bow, January 1st. It is going on. It's going to run through December 31st statewide, but in DMZs, 7 through 15, 17, 36, 41, 49, 50, and 51, it's going to run through February 21st. That's a lot of time to get some prime venison. Bag limits vary. Go to page 34 in the digest. Some of this unlimited antlers, but it is crazy. Tog daily limit is now down to 4, still at the 15-inch minimum. And I'll tell you, thanks for the response, the calls, the emails from last week's interview with Frank Big Togger Mahalik, or Pro Togger, I should say, from Century Roser. Great writer, great guy, great guest in here. In fact, we're going to mention his name in the upcoming segments. And a small game, Squirrel and Bunny still going on. Rocket J, look out. Bugs Bunny, look out. Fox and Coyote season, special permit season opened up. Now, go to page 57 to digest for that. Again, North Zone, South Zone, and Coastal Zone duck seasons are open. But here's a real dealio on the new year. The Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, the 7th annual, kicks off. It goes January 9th through January 11th. And joining us live here in the studio, I'm too excited. I'm standing up. I'm screaming like I used to be a rock singer. Jerry Vessels and his daughter of security, Allison. She's quietly in the background. We're going to be doing a full show about the Wildwood Expo. 3 days of jam-packed fishing, boating, seminars, a lot of excitement, great deals. But wait, I have to sit down now. I'm getting too excited. Oh, by the way, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Tom. Feeling above average.
And by the way, Allison, may I call you Bean? Can you give us a hello? Yeah, very, very tacit. Allison is very tacit. She's the head of security at the expo. Don't mess with her. Jerry, we're going to get into it, but just congratulations. Thanks for coming in. It's been a wild past 6 months for you getting everything together. I understand you are sold out, brother. You are sold out.
Yes, yes, yes. We are sold out, Tommy P. And, we made that announcement a few weeks ago on your show exclusively. And we're locked and loaded. I wanted to also wish you a belated Merry Christmas. I haven't seen you, so.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. We're here.
Let's just full disclosure. I was recovering from my lovely DeMarie. It's a matter of record. 3/4, maybe a little more, tray of big-ass stuffed shells into Tommy P. 7 or 8 meatballs, 2 pieces of sausage. I said, baby, but I did. People at the table were like, whoa. They said, where does he buy? I said, but I didn't have any Italian bread. But he says, you had half a loaf of the Texas toast. That still counts as bread. So, yeah, Jerry, it was a while away. I'm so pumped up for the new year, the hunting opportunities, the fishing opportunities. Hopefully we'll get some ice. Going to be heading up north for that. But, Jerry, the expo, let's get into it. But I have to tell you, I texted you. I ran into guys, people the past week talking about your expo, and they weren't like in Ocean City or anything like that. We're talking Southern Ocean County with one guy in Gloucester County coming into the show. You're drawing him, man.
That is fantastic, and that's a testament. The show, we put a lot of hard work into it, and we got quality vendors, quality people, great atmosphere, great center where we're at, good location.
The Wildwood Expo, the convention center. How do you be, Jerry, that's class, state-of-the-art, man. You got it all there.
It's beautiful. Where else? What better place can you have to have a fishing and boating expo without looking over the ocean and the beach?
And we're going to get down to it, people. The boating season, the boat show season, the boat purchasing season kicks off with this show, Jerry.
Yes,
you
sir.
Saw, you had, I will go into the number of vendors that I saw, sold. I was at sold. They moved some boats.
Yes, we do. We are proof in the pudding that you don't need to go to the big show to get the best deal, move product. It's a wonderful opportunity where, again, the vendors, they treat you like a customer, not just a head of cattle. Yep.
People, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back with Rack and Fin Radio live and dangerous. Jerry Vessels, owner, El Presidente, head Muggity Muck, CEO, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo in its seventh year coming up January 9th through 11th. We'll talk on the times and that. The bet to me, Jared, the convenient free parking. It sounds very, you know, pedestrian, but free parking, Jared.
Free parking
right there.
Is huge.
Okay, people, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Allison, can we get a hello yet? I guess not. Okay, she really is here, people. She really is here. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
It's Sixers Knicks tonight on Rock 104.1 with the voice of the Sixers, Tom McGinnis, calling all the exciting play-by-play action.
Rises for three. It's in the air. Remy No and B with the rebound. He puts it back up. It's gone. And he's fouled. Joel Embiid is back. He puts it in.
It's Sixers basketball tonight. Coverage begins at 7:30.
Are you kidding me?
On South Jersey's classic rock station.
Oh, yeah.
Rock 104.1. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P on 97.3 ESPN.
Hey, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of January 3rd and 4th, live and dangerous in the studio. Okay, full disclosure, because of the holiday and the office schedule, we are in the studio. Believe it or not, it is a Tuesday. Let's hear it for Tuesday with Jerry Vessels, owner, president of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. And Allison there in the background. So, Jerry, I want a brief history now. Again, it started off, I remember seeing this years and years ago in a copy of the Fisherman Magazine, upcoming events. Wildwood Flea Market. I said, well, there's another flea market. This has a shot. It went from a flea market to a full-blown expo. What do you, the biggest little expo.
Biggest little expo in New Jersey.
I'm talking to Tri-State Air, Mid-Atlantic region, man. Go.
We're doing really, really well, Tom, and things have been super fortunate for us. As you stated, started out as my dream was just to do a little fishing tackle show, little flea market deal, and I had a lot of people behind me that supported me and said, oh, no, buddy, you're going in the deep end. And we did. We went from my idea of having a tackle show to having several boat dealers and tackle shows or tackle dealers, and it kind of just snowballed, and now here we are 8 years later. We're doing amazing things. I learned from my mistakes. I've made quite a few along the way, but we're up to 14 boat dealers, and I actually have the number written down here. 76 small vendors with 14 boat dealers, over 100 small vendor booths, and we've got the gauntlet of vendors. When you walk in, if anybody's been to the show before, you know you hit them first 35 vendors walking through the door to set the stage for about what you're about to see when you turn the corner.
Well, Jerry, you mentioned, as he said, we're discounting the COVID year, people. So it's a set, but the growing pains, you seem to have, and you just took the, and you ran. Like you just cured them and away you went.
Yes, it was prior to COVID, it was kind of a tough sell because there was things going on and everybody was apprehensive about the, we'll call it, quote, the big show that is only a few miles away from our show. And that was a big selling point where they said, oh, man, I don't know, this show, it makes everybody nervous. And, you know, and I said, well, look, this is what we're doing. As soon as COVID was over, we were the first show out the door. Literally, we coined the phrase, jump in January, be boating by June.
That's what I had. I'm very rude. I'm going to interrupt. Hey, it's my show. Hey, but Jerry, listen okay. Listen to me, little brother. January, even though it's temperate, K-May is sort of temperate, the weather factor is always there. And you did you roll the die and said, we're just going to balls to the wall and just do it? Was there any trepidation not only the people, the prospective exhibitors, but you're at night doing this? Oh, man. Oh,
no.
Man.
for myself, no. I was 100% in. We are going pedal to the metal and we're in. You know, quoting Ricky Bobby here, if you're not first, you're last. And I wanted to be first out the door. And we were. I had some apprehension from the boat dealers because, again, Big Brother was, you know, kind of the benchmark on things. And that first year after COVID, we kicked the door in and haven't looked back since. And it's been an amazing ride where every year it gets a little better. I don't know how much bigger we can actually get because we're maxed out on space, but
yeah, man, you're packed.
We're going to keep polishing this rock until we have a diamond.
Yeah.
And that's our goal, to give you the biggest and best product that we can put out there. But it was once that the gates opened with COVID when it was over. We were the first out the door, and we set the benchmark. And I think it's a pretty good benchmark that we've set.
Now, Jerry, the cross-section of floats, as in boats that you have, you don't have the 65 sport fish, and we get that. But you have just about everything for not only South Jersey, for the Jersey Coast, Delaware Bay, the Mid-Atlantic region. Your dealers there cover it all.
Yes. We have everything from Carolina skiffs to, you know, duck boats, then moving up, Ranger tugs, our bay boats, Key West, Tidewater, Bentley pontoons. There's so many that I can name. Mm. But the myriad that it covers, like I said, going from duck hunters with something you can use in the back bay when you're shooting ducks in the fall and winter season, to we have Valhalla boats coming this year, which is...
Whoa. You got the Viking Valhalla boys?
Viking Valhalla.
Get the hell out of here.
Nope.
Listen, I'm surprised. You never tell me that.
Come on, man. I got secrets.
That's like when I got a phone call once. Can we talk? Girl, can we talk? That was kind of like, surprised. Wow, man.
Like, hold on. What's this going
to... See, know, that, so, Jerry, to me, that's when you're getting them, they're looking around. These people aren't, let's spend some money and go in. These people create copper wire. They stretch a penny so far. You know what I mean? They spend very judiciously. They must realize and recognize the value of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo.
Yes, that there's potential at our show. And we have that, like you said, everything from Back Bay out to now we have offshore fishing machines. And and that's one of the things, again, that encompasses our show. We put out a good product and we draw good people in.
Okay, join us live in the studio, Jerry Vessels and Allison Vessels in the back there. Talking to...
She's just giving you the eyes.
She's not eating that popcorn, is she?
No,
okay.
She's not.
We're talking to the 2026 7th Annual Fishing and Boating Expo, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, the Wildwoods Convention Center. Admission adults, $12. Youngsters, 6 to 13, $5. Youngsters under 5 are free, as is the parking. Okay, let's jump to the hours. I want to get more into your exhibitors. You have a great lineup. Friday, January 9th, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, January 10th, 9:30 to 5 p.m. Sunday, January 11th, 9:30 to 2 p.m. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's
actually 6 p.m. Saturday, 6 p.m. That's why I come to Rack and Fin Radio, man. We find it out for you. How's that? And you have a nice lineup of good, tight seminars. Jerry, you got it covered here. Oh, wait. What's the, don't you have something going on with Yeti?
Yes, we do, Tommy P. We are the king of Yeti giveaways, and we are once again giving away three individual Yeti 65 coolers, one on Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and each day of their own individual raffle. So,
Wait, excuse me. You're giving away, I thought you were just giving away one. You're giving away three?
Three.
Woo-hoo! That's right.
Three Yeti raffles, 1, 2, 3. Like I said, and each one is an individual raffle. You're going to sign in with a QR code, fill out the form, and at the end of the day, we transfer everything to the wheel and spin it. And someone's walking away every day with a Yeti 65.
Winner have to be present?
No, sir.
Well, how are they going to walk away if they're not present?
Oh, now he's got jokes.
I had to get that in. Well, Jerry, listen, we're going to get into the seminars, but again, organizing, getting the boat dealers lined up, and you're cherry picking because you were overwhelmed with people, vendors that wanted to come in. You didn't like overload it back with too much. You have a great selection. What, there's not 35 jig makers there. There's not, you know what I mean?
Right.
Picking and choosing. I have to ask you this. When you went back and thought about the first couple of years, you're struggling trying to get vendors to having to say, nah, we're full. I mean, how do you deal with that?
It's not easy because I do feel bad. It is a situation where, again, I kind of limit the number of certain items so there's not that redundancy. I don't lessen the pool of potential clients for our vendors. And I keep that in mind all the time when I'm doing this. And even with that, there's plenty of, I can't tell you how many times I get the phone calls from the guys who want to sell copper pots and do all that kind of nonsense. And I say, I'm sorry, man, this is not a home economic show. This is not, we're not planning your future. We're not shining up your sunglasses. We're a fishing and boating expo, and we stay true to that.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got January 3rd and 4th. Joining us live in the studio on a Tuesday. Let's hear for Tuesday. Is Jerry Vessels, owner, CEO, big chief, whatever you want to call him, founder of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, 7-1 coming up. You said 8th, but again, we're discounting COVID, right? You said 8 years.
Yes.
Going to be running January 9th, January 10th, and January 11th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Correction error, the time on Saturday is 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, Jerry, used to be only 2 days.
We were two. We were 2 days, and it was a great setup, and said, Well, then our boat dealers kind of came to me and they twisted my arm a little bit and said, hey, we're set up a whole day early. Can we open the doors? And I thought about it, and it was actually, it took me a full year to think about it. And then I said, yeah, you know what? We'll give it a shot. And last year we gave it a shot, and it was a nice shot in the arm.
It absolutely was.
It was people who came on Friday came to purchase. They came with checkbooks in hand. And there was a lot of big purchases.
Just one of the things I noticed, not as many tire kickers, but boat-wise, at your expo as opposed to some of the other shows. They came there with a purpose. They did their homework. And from what I understand, again, these are the same prices pretty much they're going to get no matter if they go to, let's say, go to AC or go to the Edison, the MTA show, whatever. These are show prices, show special show deals and incentives here at the Wildwood Expo. Early, first one out of the boat.
Every manufacturer rebate is in effect. Every extended warranty, any kind of deal you can make, it's the time to make the deal now. Why wait till later on when there's 5,000 other people that are trying to make the same deal as you? You have a much better chance of being, again, if you're not first, you're last, and you've got that golden opportunity. Every manufacturer rebate, every discount, every extended warranty, everything from every dealer, outboard supplier, all of them is in full effect as of this show.
And here we go, people. This is, what's the term? Pull the trigger? This is the place to do it. Joe, let's go into some of the boat dealers that are showing there.
All right.
Look at that list. Mary,
I know. We got 14 of them, so we'll just go through them kind of quickly. We got Cape May Outboards, Bentley Pontoon, Savannah Boats.
I fished. Oh yeah,
Dave.
Yeah.
Full service marina. He's a Yamaha Repower Center, Suzuki, Tohatsu, E-Tech, Pier 47 Marina with Nautic Star, Quest Pontoons, Carolina Skiff, Kawasaki Wave Runners, Yamaha Wave Runners, Yamaha Jet Boats, full service. Backwater Marina Repair, Fin Seeker Boats, Sea Arc, which are beautiful.
Yeah.
Honda Repower and Service Center, Blue Water Boats, which is Tidewater, Coastal Skiff, Thor, full service, Suzuki Repower, specializing in Yamaha's repairs, Cape Harbor Marine with Key West Boats, Mercury Super Center, Load Right Trailers, G Winter Sailing Center with Ranger Tugs, full service marina located on the Delaware, Viking Valhalla, the name speaks for itself, quality, excellence, craftsmanship, second to none.
Francois Marine.
Yeah, Francois Marine and RV trailer or Tracker Nitro, Tahoe, Ranger.
The Ranger boats, yeah, bass boats, yeah.
And he's got it all, again, full outboard repair center, winterizing, McKee Yacht Sales located in Wildwood, Starcraft, Sun Chaser, Yamaha and Honda Outboard Service Center. They've got a beautiful full-service marina there. Really, really nice facility. Seaport Inlet Marina from up in Belmar. Cape Horn, North Coast, full-service marina.
Let me interrupt you right slips. There. I know what the holiday, but Cape Horn is my... Oh, they are in just Cape Horn. The mouth speechless. Jerry, Cape Horn.
Cape Horn, it's our third year, and they're back. So that's, again, a testament. They came, this is their third season or third show back, and it's they must be doing something.
Jerry, that was my first, the Bayliner, correct?
Yes.
Really, you're buying a Bayliner, buying a package boat. Jerry, I had it for 4 years, and then I was became involved with advertising at the time. We had a main ship. We had finished up a Rampage. We had Triton boats. But I used a boat. Freshwater, probably 60% freshwater, 40 salt, It was a Force engine. I guess Chrysler made the Force.
Force.
This is how long ago
it
was. Never, ever, ever gave me a problem.
Well, you better not call
Bayliner is still my ace, man.
That's awesome. There's a lot of Bayliners on the water.
Cape Horn, Bayliner, yeah.
But they're Harbor Yacht Club, boat sales, Bayliner, full service marina, full service center, New Wave Marine coming from up the road again there and around the Pensauken area.
Yep.
Wellcraft, Four Winds, Lunds, Mercury Repower Center.
Jerry, let me. My travels again, I go to marinas tackle shops. That's basically, you know, what I do. And repowering with the price of boats going through the, you know, with the COVID, repowering became the thing and it's still there. But I'm seeing a little tilt now from some of the dealers I'm speaking with that, okay, people are not opting to repower. Let's go for the new one. But repowering is a fantastic option. You love the hull, you're familiar with the hull, repower it. So it's a win-win for these dealers across the board.
Yes, and the repower right now is again kind of on the uptick. You know, let's face it, COVID, there was a lot of boats and stuff like that. So the repower is on the uptick again. But everything comes in ebbs and flows, and there's still plenty of people out there, again, that buying a boat is the second biggest purchase you're ever going to make life. So it's an exciting process. It's a...
Get your pump, man.
You feel good, man. Like... Sign that dotted line, baby.
Sign that dotted line. You can do it at the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo on January 9th, 10th, and 11th. Hey, we're up against a hard break. Be right back. Rock and Fin Radio with Jerry Vessels. And in the back, Allison Bean Vessels. There she is on her phone guarding the popcorn. Be right back. Rock and Fin Radio. Jazz, this is too much fun or what? I can't wait for this New Year trip to happen. Be right back.
Hey, this is Josh Henning. Join me this Saturday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 97.3 ESPN as we analyze how the Eagles match up with the best teams in the NFL playoffs and review the final week of 2025 for the Flyers and Sixers. Hanging with Henning on 97.3 ESPN is sponsored by Prevail Nutrition, South Jersey's best meal prep service, delivering to Atlantic and Cumberland counties plus Ocean City. Work of Art Construction, make your home look brand new with Art Masters 40 years of construction experience. Caesars Sportsbook, the only sportsbook app offering you Caesars Rewards. Saturday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 97.3. Number 3 ESPN.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P on 97.3 ESPN.
We're back with Jerry Vessels. Wildwood Fishing and Fishing and Boating Expo. Going to be January 9th, 10th, and 11th. Wildwood Convention Center. Right there. And plenty of free parking. It'll be a great time. Well, Jerry, let's get now to your vintage. You're what, 80,000, approximately 80,000 square feet of floor space? Full, packed.
Yes, jam-packed, 80,000 square feet between boat vendors and the regular, quote, small booth vendors, which of the small booth vendors, we have 76 individual vendors.
Wow.
Which encompass over 100 booths. So
it pretty much covers everything.
Oh, we got you. Everything from literally snacks on a boat, honey, to services, repower, hydro, We've got it. Dyno testing and everything else. We're A to Z, custom rods, custom tackle, off-the-shelf tackle, apparel, services. Again, everything that you need, we have it.
Joe, I'm looking at the list here. You guys, and one, Lifesavers, right there, Sea-Tow.
Very, very good friends on the water. Sea-Tow of Cape May, Jack and Company, their crew is outstanding. Captain Claude is Captain Claude. He's fantastic. So, and then getting into that again, big guys, Canyon Reels. Don is an amazing
Don
person.
Park.
Great product. We have
some of his products. I've
got several of them. And
my lovely Dee Marie, don't even think about. Okay, oh yeah, she gives. Don't even think about.
I did it with Under the Cover of Darkness, where I just. Went up and bought stuff and went back to the wife.
Me going to use one of her.
Don't
think of that. She said, where the hell did she come from, man? She's like an apparition. She just shows up.
Like Homer comes out of the bushes. So that's all. Where are we at? All Pro National. Vince is a great guy. House of Rods. Chuck is our guy.
He was a guest on Rack and Fin earlier this year.
Chuck is such a generous person and makes an outstanding product. He's always supporting.
Chuck, I know you're listening. What about you're going to give me some specs on some ice rods? You know, it's ice fishing season up in the Poconos. Chuck, what are you doing, man? Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta get that.
Now we're back.
Yeah.
Chuck's also an IRT Reels dealer. Skip with Mid-Atlantic Canvas.
About IRT, people have to realize, IRT, American made, these guys used to work for Penn. Penn? When it was in Pennsylvania. Penn and Philip. Penn. These and the colors are just...
Oh, they're beautiful.
Whoa.
Absolutely outstanding. Great products. And then, of course, we got Johnny D and Fisherman Magazine. And
Johnny DeBona, shout out to Johnny D.
And Mudhen, who's one of our sponsors, one of the only brew pubs in New Jersey, one of the top three places to visit in the United States, according to USA Today. So, pipe welding with CNC. Where we have Rusty Anchor Training, Backyard Barman, primo stuff for the man caves and everything else. Harbor Outfitters with your kayaks and paddle boards and everything else. Docks, Easy Dock is there again. They're great. Cape May Legends here with Sea Gear Marine Supply.
Now, Sea Gear, shout out to Petey, Mr. Personality, I call him. Now, the Sea Gear, this is the one on the left before you go over the bridge, right? The Sea Gear on the left behind the gas station.
That's where Pete is. And then you have...
I hear he's opening up a charm school. Oh, he's going to kick my ass.
I don't know about that. Allison are going to the same classes.
Hey, Bean, how you doing back there? She does have a beautiful girl, a beautiful smile, but just, I don't know, man. I don't know. Forensics? She's in college. Forensics.
I'm thinking she's mapping out blood splatters in this room right now.
Hey, did you really in your bedroom have murder scenes set up and everything? Can you say that a little louder? Oh, okay. She's quiet. Go ahead, Jerry. Yeah.
So, electronics, we have For Me Marine, Next Level Customs. Greg does an awesome job. Chart House Marine and Outfitters. Martech is on scene again. Getting into custom rods, we have House of Rods, Sharky Rods, Mermaid Rods, Off the Rack, Coastal Fishing, Advanced Fishing. We have you covered. Everything inshore, offshore. Custom, off the rack.
Well, Jared, I was surprised to find you know my proclivities. I forget who the dealer was, and a night not extensive, but great lineup of rods there. But a nice little selection of ultralight rods and like freshwater bass rods.
Yes, several of our vendors do. Cape May County has some really good freshwater fishing.
It's the most underrated in the state.
I was going to say
the Peninsula County people's loaded. Loaded. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're good. Yeah. Going back there to Ponder Lodge and even the old landfilled, whatever they are, the pits.
Yeah, the pits, yeah.
You know, catching big pickerel back there and the largemouth bass. We used to get chased off this one guy's property all the time. We would catch sunnies the size of a plate.
Was that Van Drew's place?
No, I don't know. I'll tell you off the air. And, but he would chase us off all the time, and we would catch these giant sunnies. And then he had like 5-pound, 6-pound largemouth bass in there, too. It was great. It was awesome fishing. So then getting back to our service side of things, CPS Marine, Mr. Shrink Wrap, Jersey Coast Marine, Rogue Customs, Aaron's Mobile Detailing. We've got a couple boat clubs represented with additional boat brokers, apparel, and more. As I said,
sure,
all under one roof.
Tell me, again, I glanced over the list quickly. That's kind of, you know, redundant, glance quickly. But what about one thing that's never really covered that I've seen at a show, marine insurance, boating insurance. Is there, you buy, what about the insurance? Oh, you can put it on this one, put it on that. What about boating insurance, the ins and outs of it? What do you need, what you don't need?
We actually have an insurance broker coming to the show this year.
You do.
Which yes.
Buzzes, I had no idea about that.
I'm glad you brought it up because I'm going to pronounce this name here. It's Riemann Schneider Insurance, and that's what they're especially coming in for boat insurance and everything else. Cape Maritime Consulting, again, another vendor coming in, and they help you get your recertifications and everything else and get you squared away if you wanted to enter into the marine industry, you know, where you need your credentials and everything.
Right.
Maritime Rescue Associates, which are, again, a big part that's near and dear to me, is first aid and safety on the boats. And they're pushing that envelope and really getting things out there, or bringing it to you, which is something that, again, it's talked about, but it's never really, you know, in front of you or put on paper, per se.
Well, Jerry, what about New Jersey State Marine Police, the Coast Guard, Fish and Wildlife? They're going to be there?
New Jersey State Police will be there. They're there every year because, again, I reach out. Public safety is always welcome to our shows, and State Police will be there. Fish and Game will be there. And
Fish and Wildlife, Jerry.
Fish and Wildlife. I'm sorry. I get
heat for that all the time.
Fish and Wildlife will be there, and they're going to have special guests with them, again, about conservation, mm-hmm. and it's... these are all things that I preach to my kids, so it's things that I like to propel out to the crowd that are coming there. These are all good things with State Police being there and interactions with them and knowing that you can reach up and or just go
they're
and
not
talk
the,
to them.
They're not the bad guys.
Correct. They're not the, the bad guys. Exactly.
Yeah, that's, you know. Oh, here they come. Busting my balls. Excuse me. Yeah. Busting my balls. Oh, shit. Busting my
Breaking
balls all over
stone.
Here. Yeah, what is it all about? Well, they're there to help you.
Yes, and that's why we have them there, to get that interaction and getting the feedback from the State Police. They say the interaction that we have, because people are coming up in that setting where they're not just being put on a podium and you're throwing daggers at them or throwing these obscure questions that they can't answer off the top of their head. You're actually having interaction, and it's one-on-one and saying, wow, these guys are normal people. They're human, mm-hmm. and they are here for us. That's what they're there for. They're to protect and serve us.
Join us live in the studio. He's pretty quiet kind of guy. Jerry Vessels, owner of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Seventh one coming up. It's going to be at the Wildwood Convention Center. Admission, adults $12. Youngsters 6 to 13, $5. Youngsters under 5 are free. Plenty of free parking. Let's go over the hours one more time. Friday, January 9th, 1 p.m., 7 p.m. Saturday, January 10th, 9:30 a.m., 6 p.m., and Sunday, January 11th, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Jerry, I noticed one thing. I was there a couple of times on a Sunday. Man, they were lined up early.
They come in early on Sunday, and Sunday is a good thing. We cut it off at 2 p.m. because we're thinking of everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know there's things in January watching on TV in the afternoon on Sunday. I'm not mentioning the Eagles. That is taken into consideration for everybody, for not just our clientele, but our vendors alike, and says, hey, we're getting out of here at 2 p.m. It's going to be a good day, though.
And this Biggest Little Expo, first crack at deals on new and used tackle and boats. This is the time, Jared, to sign on that dotted line.
Yes.
Again, all the incentives are there. Same thing you're going to get at the AC Boat Show, that god-awful Javits Show up in New York. My God, that place. You know, everything is right. Start right here in the Peninsula County, right there in Wildwood.
And you're right. We're here. We're the first one out the door. We're ready. We're stocked and loaded with anything that you need, boating, fishing, marine industry-wise, we're set. We have free parking, free seminars, free face painting for kids. We're giving away free Yeti coolers.
You got face paint?
Oh, yeah, we got some face painting, and we're going to paint your face.
Oh, yeah, man, when do you see me, baby? Oh, man. Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Chris, actually, Eric Carr, actually, Vinny, and nothing on the, oh, man, what do you see? I'll be parading. Of course, Dee Marie's going to be down the side of the arena.
She will be, hiding her head, yeah.
People, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking seminars, some key seminars here. Catch fish. Learn all about it. Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Saturday morning in the locker room with Billy Schwein, producer Nick Earnshaw, and my agent at the beach, Mark Rhines. Join me in the studio. We'll talk Eagles football with former Eagles defensive back Sheldon Brown about his time in Philadelphia. The Flyers and Sixers are both in action Saturday, and we will preview both teams. Hour two, we'll get our high school athletes in the spotlight with Fran McLaughlin, brought to you by the Philly Pretzel Factory of Egg Harbor Township. All that and more, it's the locker room with Billy Schwein, Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 97.3 ESPN.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P on 97.3 ESPN.
Hey, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of January 3rd and 4th, full disclosure. Again, we're in the studio very early because of the holiday schedule. It is Tuesday, and live and dangerous in the studio is Jerry Vessels. He is owner, CEO, whatever, at Chief Promoter, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, coming up January 9th, 10th, 11th. It's going to be a great time. Now, we are talking about, we mentioned this, I want this segment to be about the seminars Nice, tight seminar schedule. Some of the best in the business. What really piqued my interest, a young gun out there, Captain Mike Smith. He's been in the charter around 15 years, chartering doing that 13 years. An educator, a school teacher, so you know he has patience. And you know he's not going to yell. He's going to educate, teach you how to catch fish and enjoy it, have a good time. He has never enough sport fishing. Yeah, never enough sport fishing. Hey, Captain Mike, am I saying that right?
That is correct.
Never enough sport fishing. Mike, great to make your acquaintance. Listeners, Captain Mike is going to be giving seminars at 4:30 p.m. on Friday, January 9th. Jig and Fluke, he's going to also be doing Jig and Fluke again at 1 p.m. on Saturday. But at 4:30, check this out. Do not miss this because this is badass fishing fun. Is Trolling Inshore Exotics. And he's going to be back with a Jigger for Fluke at 12 noon on Sunday. Mike, how do you get the time? I mean, how do you get the time? The Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, your teachers. This is crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm super excited to share some knowledge with everybody and, just things I've picked up over the years of being out there.
And how long, you said, 13 years, 15 years, whatever, Jersey Shore fishing, down where we are, you're based out of Avalon. Don't we have some kick-ass fishing opportunities down here?
Some unbelievable fishing opportunities. We're just right in the heart of a lot going on, of, you know, kind of the peak migration point for all things on the Atlantic coast for the summertime fishing. It's fantastic.
Mike, Jig and Fluke. Now, is that more of a deep water game? You do it in the back bay? I mean, shout out to Captain Malcardelli, Bayhound, long retired. One of the biggest, probably my biggest fluke ever caught was him, 7, 8, 9 pounds over behind the Avalon Yacht Club on a strip of mackerel or mullet or something like that in about, I think it was late April, in about 7 or 8 feet of water, something like that. I mean, we have great stuff going on. Is jigging prime time in the early going?
Yeah, so we're going to talk back bay tactics. We're going to talk ocean tactics. And I'm going to go a little bit into the where, the why, the how, and the when for all of those places.
Now, jigging back bay jigging, it's to me, it's an art form. You see guys they're just doing a speed jigging this, going picking out spots to jig, that's more than half the game, is it not? Looking for the drop-offs, looking for the channel edges, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very time-specific and it's very tide-specific. So I'm talking times of year and tides during those times of year. Everything is very specific to what I do.
I tell you, one of the enigmas in my life and a lot of people I know, not that I'm any type of flighty expert, but the inlet game, Captain Mike, the inlet game is that's a hard one to win. Those fluke, the currents, the water, the change of tides, it's crazy.
There's a lot going on in there, but there's a lot of things you can do to work towards your advantage. And I can definitely get into some of those things. And I'm looking forward to answering a lot of people's questions if they have questions at the seminars as well.
Now, you have one, I don't know, he has youngsters too. How do you do it? Captain Mike, you have one afternoon, one tide to go fish for fun by yourself for fluking, say in, you know, May, June when things are getting going. Where are you going and what are you doing? Sorry to put you on the spot, but give it up, man.
All good. Yep. So, let's say it's mid-May. I'm looking at, 8 to 12 feet of water right at the start of the outgoing tide, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, bucktails, jigs, and again, mention the jigs. Are you a gulp guy, a strip guy, a mackerel strip guy, a squid strip guy? What's the deal?
I'm all about the combo. I'm a gulp and a piece of meat. There's always a piece of meat on the end of my hook. It does not matter. It's always there. I'll give you that.
Okay, now let's get to Trolling Inshore Exotics, a fun game. Now you're talking about cobia. What are your targets?
So, during the summer months, we're targeting anything from bluefish, bonito, Spanish mackerel, mahi-mahi, false albacore, all the different species that come up the coast that time of year. And I'm always on the lookout for cobia. Not necessarily trolling for cobia, but I'm always on the lookout for cobia, and I've always got baits ready to go for them.
Good. Oh, man, the veal chop of the sea. But listen, one thing about those false albies, the fat Alberts they call them, they people realize, you catch one, you let them go, they come back after you. These things are psycho, man.
Yeah, they're ferocious.
A lot of fun.
Join us
online, Captain Mike Smith. You'll see his seminars at the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. He's going to be out there Friday. He's going to be out there Saturday. And he's going to be out there Sunday. They're going to be walking the floor, rapping with people, man. You're going to get, you know, spread it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be there talking to people, and I'll be talking to all the different vendors and other charter guys alike.
Well, Captain Mike, I can't wait to meet you. You'll see me. I'll have like glazed donut or spaghetti sauce around my face or something. You know, that's just me. We'll see you there, man. Best of the family. See you in a couple of weeks. No,
you
see
got you, it.
Well,
you.
In about 10 days, man. We'll see you there. I'm too excited. Catch it out, man.
Great. See you guys.
Jerry, you aced it booking this guy. He's a young gun, man. He's locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
And all facets of it. Like you said, I think it's really exciting with the Back Bay. It's a whole nother category that we've never really touched on is fluking in the back, because it's good. Then the inshore exotics is becoming more and more popular with the trolling, and you go out and catch a nice 40-pound cobia or something along them lines, big Spanish mac. You're in
the cobia. My lovely Dee Marie, she won Atlantic City Press, the women's division. She nailed a 36-pound cobia.
Wow.
S&S rattletail, orange color with a 6 or 7 inch Uncle Josh pork rind eel on the back, black.
You need the eels.
Okay, Jared, let's go to some of your other seminars. 1:30 p.m. Maritime Resource Associate, or Rescue Associates rather, boater safety. You don't see this at shows. How critical is that seminar?
I think it's incredibly, incredibly important part of boating and fishing world, because picture it ourselves. Everybody's been on a boat. Everybody's walked around. Everybody's been on a pitching deck with an 8-inch fillet knife in your hand, unintentionally, because we're not psycho. But these types of things happen, and when these accidents happen, you have to be prepared for them. And when it does go wrong, it's going to go wrong. And you're, whether you're a mile offshore, whether you're in the Back Bay, whether you're 50 miles offshore, you better be prepared with the equipment you have in front of you, because your closest help is 20, 25 minutes away, minimum. And that's on a good day. So you just have to be prepared. And that's a big part of what that's about. Preparedness, awareness, having the resources available in the first aid kits that they have available for purchase that are above and beyond the bottle of peroxide and some Band-Aids that you're never going to use. So
I just having a flashback, Jerry. I just remember something from years ago, back in the late 80s, early 90s. Man, it was close. And it could have been avoided, you know, getting careless and whatever, but you're right. And it was about 40, 45 minutes till made it in.
Oh, yeah. You're a lot further than you think in a boat. Just simply everything has
especially with
adds
boating
time.
We're talking up there around the Highlands Sunday.
Right,
Oh, my God.
It's congested, and even the Coast Guard does an amazing job with everything.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard to come and get you out 5 miles offshore is 30 to 40 minutes minimum.
Yeah.
And not because they're taking their time. It's just because this is how long they're not sitting on the boat waiting for a 911 phone call.
You're another one that really caught my attention. 11 a.m. on Saturday, New Jersey State Police. This is for these hotheads, boating do's and don'ts.
Yes.
How good is that?
And every year they tweak that little seminar a little bit more to kind of give you what they're looking for the upcoming boating season, because every year everything, it kind of changes. Focuses change on careless behavior to overloading a boat to, you know, again, reckless driving. These are things that every year it's a little bit different, and they say, hey, this is what we're really looking for on the water this year, and this is the kind of compliance that we're looking for prior to any kind of engagement with you.
So, yeah, this is one of the things different. And all the seminars, it shows the seminars are good. No one does this.
No.
With the boating.
No one does.
Buy the boat. You're on your own. See, you got your boating safe thing. See you good later. This is critical information.
No, this is all, my life has been dedicated to public safety and education. And this is something that, you know, I really feel strongly about, because you're 100% right. Hey, here's the keys, buddy. Have a great time.
See you later, man. Make sure that payment's in the mail. Make sure to direct deposit, whatever you call it.
Or it's everybody has that little bit of complacency that says, I've got a little first aid kit or my VHF radio. I'll call the Coast Guard. They're right here. We're blessed to have Sector Delaware Bay right in our backyard. I mean, I pass it every time I go to the ocean. However, I'm also aware that these guys are not sitting on a boat. These guys have normal jobs that are they're performing duties in the Coast Guard. They're not sitting on a boat waiting for a rescue call to come in, and they have to do their checks and reaction time and all this stuff, and you're 30 minutes away. It's a long wait without being able to take any kind of proper action on your own.
Yeah, and rounding out the seminars, we have the great Captain Steve Spagnuolo, Jigging the Abyss, and the incomparable pro togger himself, Frank Mihalik, targeting trophy tog. Listen, the full schedule's on where?
It's on the website at fishingexpowildwood.com.
Okay, Jerry, we're up against a hard break. Let's close it out. This was too much. Jerry, great having you live in the studio. Be right
great
back.
To have you.
Allison, she does talk.
She's going to talk.
Okay, be right back. Rakuten Radio.
This is the radio home for Philadelphia Eagles football. The Eagles finish the 2025 regular season tomorrow afternoon, hosting their NFC East rivals, the Washington Commanders.
Takes the snap. He's looking. He fires the football, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the team.
Pre-game coverage starts at 3 p.m. with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick calling all the action starting at 4:25. This is where the Eagles play. 97.3 ESPN, South Jersey's Eagles Station.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. on 97.3 ESPN.
Had a great time. What a way to kick off, yes, Vessels, the 23rd year of Rack and Fin Radio here. Whoa. With Jerry Vessels and Bean Vessels in the back. She is the quiet one. Watch her at the show, man. She is hardcore security. Well, Jerry, can't wait for the show. Listeners, again, January 9th, Friday, 1 p.m., 7 p.m., January 10th, Saturday, 9:30 a.m., 6 p.m., Sunday, January 11th, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Win a free Yeti every day. Winner does not have to be present. Admission adults, $12. Youngsters, 6 to 13, $5. Youngsters under 5 are free. And it's a Wildwood Convention Center. Easy ride. Exit 4 off the Garden State Parkway. And plenty of, although I do have a little bit of a complaint, Vessels. I got there a little late, out of park, way down the end of that. Not that I didn't need the steps. Don't get me wrong. And I made up for those with that lady with the brownies and the cakes and stuff on the way. Ah, stop.
She will be there.
Jerry, let's close it out. Give it your shot, bro.
All right, this is it. Tommy, fishingexpowildwood.com for all the information that we spoke about today. But we have the three Yeti 65 we're giving away every day. Real simple. Hit the QR code, register, you're good to go.
Wait. I have to do, I don't know. You don't have the little things anymore that I can write on?
No, I couldn't read people's writing. I was going cross-eyed trying to read people's writing. Thought I was like, I needed Allison's forensic science for all the serial killer writing that I was trying to look at. So we have the three Yeti 65s we're giving away, one each day. One is sponsored by Pier 47 Marina. They do a great job, one of our bigger vendors at the show. Free parking, again, as Tom said, in the parking lots that are out front, handicap accessible. Wildwood Convention Center is fully ADA compliant. We also have free street parking, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
No meters are in effect if you can't get a spot in the lot. Free face painting for the kids because kids are important. And
kids of all ages, including ones that are 70.
Yes. And also our wonderful free seminar lineup that's out there for all kinds of information. And we're ready, Tom. We are ready to
listeners, the biggest little expo in the Mid-Atlantic region. They're very proud of you. I knew when you were starting. And you went over some, you didn't go over some hurdles, man. You went over some mountains.
But
you have the confidence of when you have that many boat dealers at a show in January. It speaks volumes, to use that cliche. It does speak volumes. Wish you a lot of luck. I'm going to see you there. And let's see. Am I allowed in all 3 days?
You're allowed in all 3 days. I'll let you.
Okay. That'll be good.
Will Dee Marie let you? That is the question.
She's fired up for a winter bow hunting, man. This is going to be, well, maybe she's up in a tree. If she's out there hunting, I can get to that.
You drop her off.
I can get to that pastry.
How far she walks and everything else. You'll get it.
Okay, Jerry, one more time with that website, please.
FishingExpoWildwood.com.
Listeners, get out there and enjoy. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. And we will see you there next week. Tom P., Rack and Fin Radio. Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Rock the house.